Slayer with Finest of the Black.
We're now listening to
Hello, everybody. My name is Samuel Pierman, and I'm here joined alongside my friends here. You are listening to Off the Rails. Who are you two?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. I'm Samuel. I really...
Finally. This is not how this episode is going to go, Pyramid.
We already started it off.
He already started off with dad jokes. It's just over.
Oh, it's good.
It's time for me to go. It's time for me to head out.
It's time for you. Later, bro. It's unfortunate that Brody West is leaving the team. Gabe, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Gabe, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How did you forget that Thanksgiving came after Halloween?
I have a goldfish for a brain, and every now and again, he tries to leave. So I just don't remember dates.
It's like a little hamster up there running your wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure everything goes smoothly, I guess.
You know what makes me mad?
Hmm?
Is that every time I forget a date, like, and I'm like to my girlfriend, and I forget like an important date, and I'll like tell her, I'll like, hey, when's this important date? And she'll be like, and she'll just say it. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
It makes me feel inferior. It makes me mad.
Forgetting the important dates. You can't forget them.
No, I know them now.
Yeah, you've got to remember those, which is very important.
I know
important.
Them now. Trust
very
me.
Very important. Well, speaking of important dates, you want to know what important season we're in now? It's here. It's finally here.
It is.
It means get in the line for your favorite coffee shop, wherever that might be, and get your pumpkin spice latte.
I already got one.
You already got one? Of course. I knew you would, you basic son of a gun. But you want to know something about the pumpkin spice stuff that's really upsetting me?
What?
Krispy Kreme. You know them. Big donut company. They've decided that this year they're discontinuing their pumpkin spice crullers.
Good.
It's a pump. What?
They're going to add something else. They're going to start switching it up. They're going to bring something new.
That's so loud.
You wanted this. It is loud. I'm going to. Don't worry
Start
about
fiddling.
It. Tell fiddle, me, fiddle, why fiddle. Do you think that's good?
It's a little overdone.
Overdone?
Yeah. Every place does it every year.
They do.
But it's a huge ad campaign, too.
Should make a corn-flavored drink.
A corn-flavored drink.
For corn mazes.
Yeah. How do you suppose they're going to
don't even question it.
Cream corn.
Cream the corn and then just pour the juice into a cup?
Yep. Don't even question it.
That's I'd eat ice cream that was flavored cream corn.
What?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I've never actually had it. I would totally eat it. It would be the best topping.
Right.
Cream corn.
Yeah.
Ice cream. Ice cream corn.
Hmm?
Why would any normal human being put those two together?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of corn around, right?
Yeah.
And it's sweet.
Uh-huh.
So it would be an amazing treat. After dinner, finish up with some cream corn.
I thought corn was a vegetable.
It is. It is a vegetable.
What is a pumpkin?
It's a squash. Which squash are vegetables? Okay. Technically.
Yeah. Which, so why
they got a ton of seeds?
So why
they do have a lot of seeds, they're actually pretty good. If you
roast them.
My grandma used to do that a lot, and just cook the seeds.
Yeah, they're kind of. There's also a lot of bread that has pumpkin seeds on them. They do pretty tasty.
Yeah.
And you can put pumpkin in it.
Seeds are just tasty.
Yeah.
You gotta like shell them.
Sesame
though.
Seeds.
Yeah, sesame
sunflower
seeds.
Sunflowers. Pumpkin seeds.
Poppy seeds.
Poppy seeds are pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm. Watermelon seeds, you can't really.
No.
Can't really
a little
do much
crunchy,
with that.
But they're okay.
You can cook them.
Yeah.
You can eat them. They don't taste very good, though. They just kind of taste like what you expect a seed to taste like.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unfortunate.
Spicing up some variety, you know?
Yeah, let's get some watermelon flavored stuff. Watermelon seed flavored stuff.
Let's make some actually accurate watermelon flavored stuff brands.
Yes. That's
instead of just, you know, whatever they make it out to be.
Yeah,
I don't
what is
think.
The actual
I don't know
flavor
what,
of watermelon stuff?
It's not sour. They make it like almost bitter, but it's not bitter, but it's almost bitter.
It's overly sweet.
And watermelon's not overly sweet.
You're right.
It's really not. It tastes like water.
It's like the concentrate.
It's water with a hint of sweetness.
Yeah.
It's not overly sweet like everything is.
Like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
It's a very watery fruit. That's why it doesn't have a lot of flavor, which How do they get this watermelon flavor?
They concentrate it. They like boil off all of the extra stuff, and it's just watermelon.
I want to do that.
Like watermelon juice. Sugar.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. That sounds like an idea. Completely boil out the water in watermelon and just eat that.
How about pineapple?
Don't eat that.
Or
pineapples are fun flavor.
Pineapples are so good.
Oh, pineapples are amazing, man. You can eat a pine. I could eat pineapple any day of the week. They do make your tongue tingle, though.
That's because it's eating you back.
Yeah. They've got this weird enzyme in them. What's it called?
So if I ate enough lactic pineapple?
Acid. Not lactic acid. That is not in pineapple.
If I ate enough pineapples, would my tongue disintegrate?
I mean, no.
just deteriorate over time? It would.
Grows back faster than any other part of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's because the tongue's just a muscle. It's just kind of there.
Also, if your tongue, like, if your whole body grew the same rate that your tongue does, you would burn up so many calories that you wouldn't be able to keep up, and you'd shrivel away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You just perish?
Yeah. I bit my tongue, and it's already healed. Like, yesterday I was bleeding because I bit it so hard, and it's fine now.
I feel like it's fine a couple hours after sometimes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that people really underestimate what the human body can do, like, so much. Like you said, with the tongue,
mm-hmm.
you break your tongue a little bit, and then it just heals. It heals back absolutely entirely.
And it's, like, less than a day.
Mm-hmm.
What about animals?
Animals? Animals have some weird stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, I actually want to talk about this. We're going to see if I can find the transition. There it is. Frogs.
Love frogs.
How in the world can such a weird animal survive? Like, have you seen any video of frogs?
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I have frogs in my pool most of the time.
Yeah, they're stupid. They're stupid animals.
Like the frogs listening right now are like stupid. Frowning.
No, they're not. They are not smart at all. And I'll tell you, have you seen the dumpy tree frog? Yes.
Just a silly guy.
Look it up.
A goofy silly guy.
You've seen it. I want you to remind this man of how they look. They are animals with nothing going on inside their head. You see any video of them, they're either trying their best to eat a bug and missing and just wrapping their mouth around another frog, or they're sliding down glass panes because they don't have anything better to do. The fact that they have survived for so long as a species.
Like a dodo bird.
Yeah. Well, no. Dodo birds just didn't have any predators. Like, the dumpy tree frog, yeah, you got the picture of it?
Derpy.
It is a silly-looking creature, and to think that those things are just out in the wild, out and about, somehow surviving, absolutely astounds me.
I have three of them inside my
head.
Yeah,
that thing just doesn't look like much is going on in that guy's head.
There's nothing going on in their head.
But have you ever heard about frogs getting in pools?
Frogs in pools? Dude, hate it when that happens.
Like swimming? You're like,
yeah. I heard a story on another pod. I know I listen to other pods. Sad.
That's foul.
Yeah.
How could you?
Disloyal.
So, I heard a story where a guy's liner, like, didn't float close all the way. There was like a little gap in his liner.
Yeah.
And there was like frogs. He had a lot of frogs by his house, and the frogs just climbed in his. One frog climbed in his pool, in a cool frog house, and there were like. I think he said, like, up to 400 or 500 frogs in his pool. And they, like, had... I don't know what happened to his pool, but it was destroyed.
Like,
It was, like... I've seen pictures. It looks like...
Wasn't there a guy on TikTok that just bred frogs and had, like, over 1 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one was cool.
Didn't he, like, set free a bunch of frogs, too?
I'm pretty sure he can keep them all contained.
Yeah. I think there was... I saw a video on that. There was a guy who just, like, had a bunch of frogs and just released them into the wild. And he actually, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, look this up, Gabe. You're going to be our special lookup person today. I'm pretty sure that the guy got, like, sued by some environmental...
It better not be PETA.
No, because that's a lot of frogs. And releasing them all at once into an environment just completely would crash the ecosystem. Kind of similar to how another guy... It might have been the same guy. Released a bunch of ladybugs into, like, I don't know. I think it was, like, California or somewhere.
That's not
smart. Okay. See, This is there, kind
there's
of,
a wow. circle of life that makes sure there's not too many frogs that, you know, survive past the egg tadpole stage.
Did you find it, Gabe?
I found a article by the Jerusalem Post, m.jpost.com. Quote unquote, TikTok user raising millions strong frog army accused of eco-terrorism.
Frog yeah. army?
Yeah.
Frog army.
He just bred a bunch of frogs and freed them.
How would they consider him their mother?
No.
Or would
that's like uncle territory right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like a strongly related cousin. No, they're just frogs. Like we were discussing, if you saw the dumpy tree frog, they have nothing going on inside.
The video got taken down.
Sad.
Frog army guy got taken down on
like his whole account.
I think I can try and find him.
No.
Get a little closer to your microphone.
He like.
Yeah, there you are.
I think, what was that, 2020 that happened?
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
That was like mid...
I thought it was 2022.
Mid virus.
Yeah, it was anywhere between now and like 3 years back. I saw the video of the dude, and it just... Like, why would you do that?
Who knows? Because he's a radical environmentalist.
Like, I get it. You want views, so you're like, I'm going to release a bunch of frogs.
But how many but was why? It? A million?
1.4 million frogs.
Yeah. Do you know?
Are you like, is that guy's sanity? Like, you need to question that. Because if he's not thinking about ahead of when he releases those, he's just thinking about releasing them and getting the video.
Yeah.
Bro, those frogs are going to decimate that environment.
And you want to know what's
going to destroy it?
You want to know what's an even scarier thought? It's not that hard to breed a bunch of frogs because that's the only way they possibly survive is mass numbers. There's just a bunch of them for some reason.
You think a frog could, like a frog army, could win a war?
Yeah. No.
If they're the special ones that like secrete the little toxins.
Oh, you mean
that's
like the cane toad?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a toad.
Yeah. Like a tree frog, a tree forest frog.
Tree frogs, dude. Red eyed tree frogs. They're pretty cool.
They're cool. Very scary.
They're very scary. No,
aren't they like?
They're
venomous
really up there. Yeah.
No.
Poisonous. Venomous is different.
Poisonous. Right.
Venomous, they bite you and then you're poisoned. Poisonous.
You touch
you
them.
You bite them, they poison you.
Ah.
Like a firefly.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, fireflies are poisonous?
They're toxic.
I had no
That's
idea.
Why they have the little flashy lights.
Well,
like,
no
don't
idea.
Eat me. I'm a
well,
firefly.
No. They
Maybe
do
I,
that. They do
no,
that
I
to attract the mate.
One.
That and they tell frogs off. Because frogs like eating them.
Frog eats one just as like, this is disgusting.
It gets a little sick for a while.
Yeah, do not eat fireflies, people. Trust me. It
and
would
don't
not.
Eat frogs.
Don't eat frogs. Well,
send your frogs to me.
Unless you cook them.
Frog legs.
Frog legs.
So good.
I've never had frog legs before. I'm going to be
missing out.
Delicacy.
Missing out. Just tastes like chicken, to be honest.
Just tastes like chicken. Like,
yeah.
From experience?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I've had frog legs.
Oh.
That's kinda...
I've had frog legs on multiple occasions.
Were they barbecued, grilled?
Fried?
Oh.
Fresh frog legs.
Like, with your chicken?
Mm-hmm. It was on a cruise.
You should do that at, like, McDonald's. Fried frog legs.
I don't think that would go over well
this
with the sanitary.
Should be better for the people.
With the health inspectors.
McDonald's has tried a lot of stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do frog legs one day. Like, they once had a thing called, like, the Hawaiian burger.
Or, like, in
burger.
Louisiana?
I'd buy it.
Louisiana? They probably tried that.
Like, you guys know the Hawaiian burger from McDonald's, right?
No.
It was an old thing. I think it was, like, in, like, the 90s. It was just two buns, a slice of cheese, and a slice of pineapple. That was the Hawaiian burger.
You want to know the worst?
Nope.
You want to know the worst order of a sandwich ever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the cheeseburger. It's over in Asia. And Burger King rolled out the cheeseburger, and it's nothing but sliced cheese.
The McPickle. Wasn't that like... So...
I'm being 100% honest. It's like cheese. It's like, I think, 50 slices of cheese just stacked on, and then a bun and a bun.
Dude, that is like...
That's it.
Toast it?
No.
No. Why would they...
It's not melted. It's not melted.
It's just raw cheese.
It's just raw cheese.
See, I'm lactose intolerant, so I'd probably explode. I would not have a good time afterwards.
Yes, you would. But yeah, I'll pull up a picture of it, because I saw this, and I was like, there's no way. And I looked it up, and it's real.
Just take one... Gabe will take one bite, and immediately...
I would...
As quickly as possible. He just...
He would implode.
Mm-hmm.
Implode?
Yes. His stomach would implode.
If I could...
His stomach would burst, but nothing else. He'd just be like...
You would just be decimated. Yeah. Mm. Would not survive. I didn't know you were lactose intolerant.
I'm very lactose intolerant.
Do you just tolerate it?
On occasion.
Like, you just ever just go, like, wake up one day and say, you know what?
I want a Big Mac.
I had cheesy baked potatoes the last 2 days. I had it leftovers yesterday. It was good, but my stomach is not happy because of it.
Was it worth it?
It was totally worth it. I had shrimp on the side.
Ooh.
Scrimp.
Dude, shrimp. Scrimp. Shrimp is also good. But shrimp are also weird.
Yeah, like, I don't...
They're weird animals as well.
Dude, like, they're so, like,
Have you ever had to devein one?
No. Yes. Yes,
not
I have.
Not a fun experience.
It's weird. They are very weird animals because they have this weird, like... they're just...
They do a little dance.
They don't dance. They can't dance.
They got tiny little... It's like... They're like almost a spider because they have a ton of legs.
Well, they're less like spiders, more like cockroaches. Do you know why?
Because they don't die. Because
they're crustaceans. Oh. It's not. They do die. Well, how else do you think you guys are eating them?
They're alive.
They're
just boiled them.
I got shrimp in my tummy, and they tell me to do things that I shouldn't.
Gabe,
dude.
He's got a little goldfish in his head. Three dumpy tree frogs. And shrimp in his stomach. Tell me, Gabe, what are you? Are you also three raccoons in a trench coat?
No, I'm an amalgamation. They shouldn't have let me exist.
You are a mistake to make.
I wonder if it's the shrimp that make you lactose intolerant and they just don't like cheese. Right.
Maybe they just have the preference of
and
what
they just
you
tickle
eat.
Your stomach whenever you
Is that why I don't
and
feel
they,
good?
Whenever you eat cheese or anything dairy, they're just like, nah.
They're upset.
They're like...
This is not it, man. You gotta have something better. You gotta eat something better. They're trying to get you to vomit so that you can eat something better.
But I like the cheese.
What's your favorite lactose intolerant meal that you have?
Crackers. Soup.
Soup?
Sometimes. Some soup is a little too cheesy.
I like French onion soup.
I like potato soup with cheese and sour cream on top and bacon bits.
Hmm.
Are you trying to just punish your toilet?
On occasion. I think it deserves it. It gets a little treat every now and then.
Dude, you can't be. Listen, you can't be. You can't say you're giving your toilet a treat. Okay, I'm gonna be real honest with you. That's a little odd.
So, I mean, it's a smooth ride.
Okay. Moving forward. Let's talk about soup.
Soup. Fall soup.
You guys were talking
French
about
onion
soup.
Soup's better.
French onion soup, no.
On top.
I wouldn't... I don't know.
Doesn't it, like, have a weird aftertaste?
Okay, maybe for some people. For me, it tastes good.
Yeah.
I think I got mine from Panera.
Panera?
Yeah.
Okay, well, while we're on the topic of soup, I got something I'm very strongly about. I got to talk about
YouTuber soup.
YouTuber soup?
I got to talk about it. Okay, listen. Listen here. Come closer. Come closer.
All right.
Too close.
I'm here.
There we go. Close enough. If you enjoy clam chowder, get out. Please.
I'm just kidding. Imagine I just put my headphones down and walked out.
I
would have
been a little sad.
Clam chowder is not it, man.
I just don't like clams.
It's not good.
Oysters, clams, anything that has like a...
Like, oysters and clams.
When he talks to me in the soup.
Yeah, it just looks up like, dog, I'm not dead. I don't know what you're doing.
Like, it is just
a good time.
Like the consistency, the clam chowder. Okay, listen. Oysters.
No, don't
clams,
even say oysters
mussels,
are good. I might walk out.
What else? Mollusks. What else? There's one other I'm thinking of.
Crabs.
Scallops.
Oh.
Scallops.
They're good on their own. Fried. Okay.
Fried.
Keep them in their
raw?
Own.
No.
Raw? No.
No.
Why would you eat
a raw? My mom forced me to eat a raw oyster. You don't know how far my stomach went in. Like, my stomach went from this to this.
Why would she do that to you?
I don't, because she loves oysters.
That's disgusting.
She loves raw oysters.
Push
and I'm just
oyster
like,
love onto my son.
And I'm just like, it tastes like a booger.
Listen,
big booger going down your throat.
The only good thing that has ever come from an oyster is, one, the shell, because they look cool.
Yeah.
And number two, pearls, because pearls are also pretty cool.
That they are.
You make money off of them. Do you guys know how much a black oyster pearl sells for?
No.
Over $1,000.
A lot.
$6.95 plus shipping
and
handling.
Well, isn't there like grades, like diamond grades?
Yeah, for oyster pearls. Yeah.
There's like perfect, imperfect.
There's It's based around, I think it's based around three things: size, shape, and color. The rounder it is, the better.
Yeah.
Can I have a rectangular pearl?
Maybe if you got a rectangular oyster.
You got a rectangular pearl? That might sell for over $1 million.
That might go to some sort of museum because they don't grow that way.
It'd be kinda cool. They don't do that.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Gabe, you should do that on your next vacation to somewhere like Florida or wherever.
I'm going to Mexico.
Convince an oyster to give me a rectangular pearl.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Mexico.
Go into the ocean, ask Neptune himself to deliver you a rectangular oyster.
Poseidon.
Chat. Give him a firm handshake and say, I'll give you my firstborn child for a rectangular pearl.
It'd probably make you more than a child would ever make you.
Mm, yeah.
Child don't make you anything. You pay for the child.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a good trade-off to me.
Here's financial advice.
That's like...
It sounds like $1 million or a kid
here's
that
some
you have to take care of.
Financial advice with off the rails. My God. Just, you know, you want money? Sell your kid for...
No, no,
for a
no,
single pearl.
No.
A single go talk to ocean gods.
Pearl. Talk to Poseidon. Give him a little chat. Maybe he might give you his trident, and you could probably pawn that off to someone for $2.99.
The trident would be cool.
It would be cool. Tridents are really cool.
Like, imagine you got like Aquaman's trident.
You didn't see the movie.
He's had
a trident since like the 1960s.
I didn't ever pay attention to Aquaman.
Dog,
I'm sorry.
Every installment of Aquaman, he's had a trident. Always. It's
his
signature thing.
Every like photo op, every comic, every toy. Are you like just oblivious?
Yeah.
Okay. You just not know
it's
what's
the goldfish
going on.
In my head. It just doesn't pay attention to certain
Aquaman's
things.
Aquaman's telling him to forget about the trident.
Don't reach for Aquaman's trident. Don't do it.
Okay. Now you're going to have to stop there. So.
What?
Where were we? We were talking about soup.
Yes. Yeah,
clam chowder is bad.
Yeah. No.
Clam chowder is bad. How would you guys consider chili a soup?
No.
Because I would.
Well,
really?
What's a stew?
A stew?
A stew is like.
I thought
just
stew was soup. Soup,
stew
just
is
different.
Just a mixture of.
Isn't it like a thicker soup?
It's like a. It's clumpier. More like
chowder.
That's
literally
there's,
just chili.
There's
that's
more.
Chili
okay,
is
no,
a stew.
No. There is a description for it. So soup is more watery. It's like a broth with stuff in it.
Right.
A stew, it's got more like larger bits of meal in it, like big potatoes, carrots. You got larger chunks of meat. It's just a thicker. Soup, which, you know, some people might say that I'm wrong.
No,
that, but I think it
chili
is.
Chili is a stew.
It's a stew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
really?
Because soup has to have a form of liquidiness and like very liquidy, like water broth. Chili does not have water. Chili is like tomato sauce.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
not. That's not liquidy enough to be a soup.
Tomato juice.
It's tomato juice, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Tomato paste.
That's still
it doesn't have. Juice. It also has tomato paste.
Tomato paste. What kind of... Ours doesn't have tomato paste in it.
What kind of chili are you making?
A good one?
Thin.
Are you making a liquid?
It's got like a... So...
Do you smush your chili
up? How thick is your chili?
It's not very thick. It's tomato juice, hamburger. Not hamburger.
It's a little silly.
I think I've had different experiences with chili then.
Yeah, chili I feel like is a food that...
Especially with beans. Do you put beans in yours?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes?
Not
every time?
Not every time.
I
really
don't like
chili. Like
I don't like beans, so I don't have chili much, but when I've had chili, I like it. But it's like, it's not a soup.
I feel like...
It's a stew.
I feel like the thing about chili, the definition of what it can be categorized is based on who's making it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because some people make their chili a little bit thicker to the point that it's less like a stew, more like a just a big clump of food.
Just pasta.
Yeah, it's not pasta. Don't say it's pasta. It's only pasta if it's got noodles in it, which...
Mine does have noodles in it.
That's some special chili right there.
Yeah, but some people make it really thin. Some people make it really thick. Some people make it really spicy for some reason.
Mine's had noodles in it before.
Yeah, little macaroni noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, we make ours the same way, except ours is a little bit thicker. Takes some...
You mean thinner?
Thinner, yeah.
Are we still talking about chili?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we take some saltines, crush them up, put them in there.
All right, you're taking it too far.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No, we don't do that though. We just throw some like sausage in there.
Throw some ooh.
Like spicy sauce, Italian sausage.
Spice? How spicy do you make your chili?
I don't think if anybody outside of this room, I don't think anybody in this room likes it how spicy I like my like
how,
everything.
How spicy? Can you compare it?
Let's just. I like. Sometimes I throw jalapenos in there.
Yeah. Jalapeno
okay. With seeds.
You like the you hot like chili,
spicy. Dude. If it's not spicy, it ain't to my liking.
Clears out your sinuses.
It does. I've also become desensitized to spices because I had a 2 million Scoville. You know what Scoville units are?
Yeah. It's how
I
they
had
rate
a 2 million.
Heat.
Yeah, I had a 2 million Scoville unit hot sauce.
Why?
Because it was a challenge and they asked me to do it. And like, I think like 15 people did it. And I think like 5 or 6 of us completed it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what was like completing it?
You ate it and didn't pass
thing?
Out.
Oh.
Yeah, you ate the whole wing. It was a wing.
It was a wing with the hot sauce on it.
It was like, you know what Hot Ones is?
Nope.
You don't know what Hot Ones is?
How do you not know what that is?
It's like a big show.
Yeah, they're...
With Wait, like
was
celebrities.
It a YouTube thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. The guy who sits in the
I
chair.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of celebrities on. Yeah.
And they like talk over hot sauce?
Mm-hmm. That's basically... But it only goes up to 1 million. This goes up... Ours went up to 2 million.
Dude.
So, yeah. Nice. Ever since I ate that, it's kind of like spices don't affect me unless it's in large quantities.
How many jalapenos could you eat in one sitting?
Like just like a big pepper?
Yeah.
Like just a bite it?
Yeah.
I'd say 3 or 4.
Ooh. We'll have to test that next episode.
Bring some jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
And some water.
Water.
Why not
for
like
after.
Milk?
Yeah, big jug of milk.
Big jug of milk. Or coffee.
More coffee?
Yeah, coffee with creamer in it.
Yeah, it's not bad. But it's like hot, so it's like... If it's hot coffee.
You know, guys, you guys don't ice your coffee sometimes?
I mean, sometimes, but like when you're pouring it, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like if you bring it in like a flask or anything, it's
I want
warm.
A something to make iced coffee with. I want like a jug where I can just put coffee in there and put it in the fridge and then make it cold and then make an iced coffee. Because iced coffee to me is so much better than hot coffee.
Yeah. Dog, all you need, crush some ice and just throw it in your coffee. And then
it'll
shake
it. Melt.
It will melt.
Yeah.
Coffee's so, like you know water, what you do? Though. You make your hot coffee. You let it sit. You put it in the fridge. You bring it out. Take a few pieces of ice. Not a lot. Crush it up. Throw it in. Shake it around. Think about it.
If I go to Starbucks, which I barely ever go to Starbucks. If I go to Starbucks, I don't get a hot coffee. I get like a... Even when it's like negative 20 degrees out, I don't want hot. I don't like hot liquids.
Do you like hot chocolate, though?
I do like hot chocolate. That's different.
There we
though.
Go.
I burnt my tongue on that in middle school, and I never liked it again.
Hot chocolate or
yep,
coffee?
Chocolate.
You need good hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. You need to wait until winter.
You are
and get
putting
yourself
Swiss Miss. Don't buy Swiss Miss. Go and get the good and greater glass containers with like actual powder.
Dog, listen to me. Wait until winter.
Bless you.
Go anywhere and get yourself a peppermint hot chocolate. Those things slap.
Or just get a peppermint stick.
Oh, yeah. Just go to
you know those,
like
really chalky peppermint sticks that
yeah.
you could get in those little Ooh. Bags?
Yeah, from, like, Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Those, I love eating those.
Those are so good.
I'm addicted to those.
Or,
I
like,
cannot
they're
stop
come in
eating.
Balls sometimes at, like, restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Those ones? Mm-hmm. Honestly, Cracker Barrel's way better just because it's the stick and you can just throw it in anything.
Yeah, I put a lot of those. We used to have those at my house, and I put them in my hot chocolate. I just wait. And sometimes I go
You'll
and
like
I throw it in.
You go
from a distance.
Oh yeah,
we can't see that. We just
I like you know what how you throw a dart.
Yeah,
just chuck it as hard.
And sometimes
fast as
and
you
most
can.
Of the times I miss and it breaks and I just go oh well and I.
You pick up the little pieces.
Yep.
You gotta get down on your hands and knees and try and.
No, it's usually on the table. It's usually I usually make it to the table. Okay, guys. I usually make it to the table. Okay, don't be dissing me.
Do you not like put it on the tile floor? And
no.
Dude,
like you know how hard that is. You know how hard that is to clean. I have to get on my knees just to clean up because it usually splashes.
Yeah, you have to.
It's usually a splash.
Yeah.
So
put a paper towel under it.
Yeah.
That's just it's still gonna
like
see through the paper towel.
Three
guys.
Napkins stacked together.
Yeah, you just gotta be not messy, and you gotta be listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Nice.
Smooth.
Nice. Very smooth.
It was very smooth.
We had to do that. So
yeah.
Speaking of the topic of peppermint, how do you guys feel about the Christmas stuff coming out already?
We talked about this last episode. Christmas. I hate it.
We did. It is.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
We skip so fast. It is fast.
It's not even Halloween yet.
I'm excited for Halloween, though.
I am too.
I'm excited to go to the...
I'm excited to sit in my house and scare little kids.
You're gonna be doing the treating part. I'm going to be running around trying to spook as many people as possible.
He's going to be a little trick.
I'm going to be a treat.
I'm going to be a little goofball.
I'm a snack.
Pyramid, do you mind if I come with you?
Period.
For Halloween?
Halloween? Dude, you live like an hour away from me, man.
I'll drive over. I got to start early, though, and I'm not leaving because the roads will be full of little kids.
Yeah. And you don't... Here's a little pro tip for Halloween people. When it's Halloween, don't run anybody over, please.
That seems common sense. If you are not in your house by 6 o'clock on Halloween night and you're not downtown, if you're in a neighborhood just driving around
on
Halloween,
slowly,
you're encouraging children to jump out in front of you at that point.
Just go to your house and just sit in your house and watch Nightmare Before Christmas
or
like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
go watch a scary movie.
Yeah, go watch a spooky movie that will scare you so bad you're gonna lay down in bed. Look towards
the
hallway and be terrified.
Or ride like a bike or something. Something like light that won't...
Yes.
Don't drive your big lifted pickup truck because some of the kids are too short and you won't be able to see them underneath.
Yeah. So just be smart when you're driving around for Halloween, which even though Halloween is a little bit of waste, we're still in September.
Also be responsible.
Yeah,
some people go out to bars and just be safe.
On Halloween?
Wow. Yeah. It's a holiday.
People are going to go celebrate.
But, like, you have work, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, hold on. I have to check what day.
Gabe, you got to look at me.
People have work after what is it? St. Patrick's Day?
That's like a weekend.
People are a little stupid when it comes to celebrating on holidays. And they just kind of do some dumb stuff, which, you know, if you're going to do dumb stuff, at least be smart about it. Just a little bit.
See, that's very counterintuitive. If you're going to do dumb stuff, be smart about it.
Yeah, like, know your limits.
Know
your limits on how dumb you can be. There you go.
Halloween falls on a Tuesday this year.
Sweet.
Tuesday.
That's going to be right before.
So, we have to go to school.
Yep. Are we allowed to wear our costumes to school?
I think we might get it off. Maybe.
No, because it's not a national holiday.
Is it?
I don't think it's a national holiday.
Well, Gabe, you look up the schedule for school. We're going to figure this out because
I think it might be on fall break.
Fall break
is before it.
I think it's a week before it. And I only get 1 week off.
Yeah, same.
But
what school do you go to?
I go to Mooresville.
Okay.
I get 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Because here. I go a week here. No, I get a week off of here. And I just go to school.
Right.
And then I just have to come here in the morning and go home for a week. So technically, I get half days for 2 weeks.
Your schedule's like flip-flop.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Plainfield, I get 1 week of both schools off, and then for the next week, I don't have to wake up until like 10.
Yeah.
You guys get 2 weeks?
I'm the same way there. Yeah.
You guys get 2 weeks?
Yeah, here.
2 weeks here.
I'll get a whole week off.
Yeah, that's how that works. You get a whole week off.
But I have to go to school.
Yeah.
Because I only get 1 day. I only get 1 week per.
That's awful.
Like, no, I get a longer summer.
You can't take a big vacation, though, like in any of the breaks.
Yeah.
No, winter break, I'm going on a big vacation because we get 2 weeks.
That's the only break that you get 2 weeks aside for summer.
But I get a long summer.
3 months.
Yeah, I feel like...
I get a longer summer.
In Arizona, they gave every break 2 weeks. So you could go all the way to Mexico or something on one of the breaks, go up north, go to Florida, go to wherever you want, and still come back and be able to come to school on Monday.
Yeah, I like this idea. Hey, listen, schools, if you're listening... Give us like 10 weeks off for anything.
Let's just stop going to school.
Yeah, let's just
moving towards that.
I mean technically
chips are gonna be in our heads soon.
I mean
hopefully.
Technically I won't have to go to school anymore after this year.
Yeah. Lucky you.
Hopefully.
I'm gonna be graduating. I was actually talking to my mom about something about school and I was like, man, they better give us a shorter summer, and it didn't hit me that I was going to be graduating this year, which is
you don't have to go to high school next year.
I won't have.
You won't see me.
I'm not going to see any of my boys. I'm not going to be able to hang out with anyone.
I got to see Owen.
Well, yeah, you got to see Owen. I got to hang out with Owen, too, at the racetrack. How was he?
He's good.
He's doing good.
He's doing great.
If you don't remember, if any of you are listening and you know who Owen Pulley is, the man, the myth, the legend, he was...
Was he on the show?
Yeah, he'd be on a couple times last year. Him, me, Max, and Ryan, we'd usually chat about some things. He actually drew us a drawing that used to be our...
logo.
Our logo for a while. It was me, Max, and Ryan all sitting in a room, Ryan behind the board. Man, time just moved so fast, man.
Why don't we just take
pictures? we're almost at fall break.
Yeah, we're almost at
fall
break.
We're past midterms.
No. Today's my midterm. So
I think we passed midterms.
Actually, no, next week's my midterm.
First quarter ends in like a week for me. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Whoa, a week?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Actually, maybe for me too, because mostly Plainfield, Mooresville, Decatur, and like Martinsville are pretty much on the same schedule.
Yeah,
except for like breaks.
Close.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think we all go off of Martinsville, though, usually.
Maybe.
Because, like, if Martinsville closes down for snowstorms, we're always closed.
So quick, man. Like,
that's weird.
Why must everything move so fast?
Because as time goes on, you know, when we were kids, we had barely, started our lives. And so a second meant more because there was less seconds in our lives. Right. As time goes on, there's more seconds in our lives, so a second feels like less, less, and less, and less. Just like, then it turns into a minute, then a year, and then a year feels like a day.
It's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you can base your previous time on.
Right.
That's so weird.
You can't base a lot of time. Like, a second prior to an infinite is like an eternity, which is why they always want to do something.
Yeah. They're always thinking, always grabbing, always climbing.
But, now we're 17, 18-ish. You're almost 18.
I'm almost 18, yeah.
We've had 17, 18 years.
You enlist.
Hmm?
Dude, that's going to be great. You get to enlist.
No.
In the military.
I'm not enlisting into the
military.
How many
pull-ups could you do?
How many pull-ups can I do?
Yeah.
Well, depends. Which way are we doing? Like, close grip, wide grip?
Doesn't matter.
Chin-up grip.
As comfortable as it makes you.
Chin-ups, as comfortable as it makes me, the most I have done was, like, 18.
18?
So,
I can't.
Almost
I can
20.
Do, like, 5.
Yeah.
I can't do any.
I can do, like, 5 max.
Well, you see, it's because I'm a solid brick of a man.
Can you do a muscle-up?
No.
Okay.
I've tried. Like, it requires so much momentum.
Yeah, it does. You gotta swing.
So much movement, man.
Yeah, swing.
Like, and plus, it's just, the shoulders, man.
You should work on a handstand.
Handstand?
Handstand.
Look, man.
That'd be scary.
Handstand push-up, and then a handstand into a reverse lay-down.
That requires a lot of balance. And if there's anything I am not, it is a balancing act of
it's
a man.
It's calisthenics.
It is.
Calisthenics.
But look, I am.
Does he look like he does calisthenics?
I'm strong.
He looks like he bodybuilds.
I'm strong. I am not balanced. That is one of my key defining.
You're a tipsy-turvy buff man.
I'm a little.
He lifts weights and does cardio. Do you do cardio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every once in a while.
You should do the loose weights that rattle, so you have to hold it really still.
Yeah, those are really cool. We have those at our ape class. We have a rubber band wrap around each side and put a little kettlebell under it. Yeah. So when you go down, it just shakes. So much. I tried doing 135. Dude, it shakes you so bad.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. It's such a weird feeling. You have no control over it.
It builds full body, though. The control.
It builds the muscles that you're not working all the time whenever you are benching. So, like,
guys,
all the small little...
I feel like we're turning into a gym podcast.
We are.
It happens every time.
somehow we get there.
How do we do this?
I think might have been your pull-ups after enlisting.
Yeah. When you were talking about enlisting and pull-ups.
Yeah.
But.
They love you.
They actually almost got me.
They'd see your strong jawline and just,
don't.
I did, my goodness.
They're lying.
I did the.
They lie.
I did the pull-up thing, and our school recruiter, as nice as he is, he comes up to me. He's like, "So, what are you doing after high school?" I was like, oh.
College.
I was like, I'm going to take a gap year. Probably going to do, something with, personal training or physical therapy. It's like, we got something just for that, and went on a long spiel. But I really like those guys.
Don't get hooked.
I like those guys, but I'm probably...
They're lying.
They're
just being nice to you.
I'm probably not gonna go into the military.
No.
Unless, a draft comes out. Then
all
I'm gonna
else fails, military time.
If plan A, B, C through Z do not work out,
They'll always take you most of the time.
They'll always have their open arms, I guess.
You got ADHD meds you can't enlist if you have antidepressants. It's like medication, yeah.
You can't enlist if you have medications?
Yeah, they have some...
Because that's important.
They have some extreme, like, if you
I'm not getting in the military.
Like, even if you have extreme allergies, they won't allow you in because...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're allergic to everything, that's not going to be helpful on the field
at all. If you have a peanut allergy, you can't get in.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, peanut allergy, that might be a little different. But if, like, you're severely allergic to just pollen, they'll probably not drag you in because, I mean, how useful are you going to be out in the field if your eyes, nose, and face are all swelled up from just existing? But speaking of existing, we've existed in this time slot for long enough.
Far too long?
Far too long.
Uh-oh.
We need to go. It's our time. It's our time. It's your time. But most importantly,
go seize the day.
It's go time. So, thank you all for joining me and my goofballs here.
Have a great
day. You got any last things you want to say?
Have a great day. Everybody, you know, strive to be better than what you were yesterday.
Sometimes I feel like Elmo is left unattended inside my body.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you, everybody, for listening.